You've found an encore presentation of the Taxi Stand Hour on Radio TFI.
You found the Taxi Stand Hour. On Radio TFI.
It's another beautiful Saturday morning. Welcome to listen. You're listening to the Taxi Stand Hour on Radio TFI on this Saturday, February 22nd, 2018. Thank you for joining us. I'm John Shannon in beautiful, snowy St. Paul, Minnesota. And down there, about ready to brag like crazy because he didn't have to wade through 6 or 7 inches of snow and ice is from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, Mr. Ed Van Ness. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, kids and kittens. Actually, we are unseasonably warm for the month of February. We are about to record the warmest February on record. We're looking at 84 degrees today, and I'm not going to lie to you. I'm a little over it now. I miss my cool air in the winter in February. I do.
You're going to get another heat wave there like I experienced. I think it was in 2004 when I was living in the Orlando area where it was so friggin' hot for about 2 weeks and there was absolutely no rain. No, really, was hot and dry there, if you can believe that, for Florida.
We're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave.
Oh, so what's going on in your world there, sir?
Well, I think it's fair to let's be upfront with the kids and the kittens out there. I don't know if enjoy is the right word for what we did last week. We talked a lot about the gun violence issue and all that. We're going to talk a little bit more about it today. We're going to try to get back to some of the normal silliness we do, but we don't want to ignore this issue. This
absolutely
is
absolutely not.
It's picking up steam, and you can thank these kids for it. I mean, they're the ones that are doing it. We cannot let this just fade into memory like Columbine and Pulse and everything else. Mm-hmm. Something needs to be done. There's a lot going on out there right now, and there's a few issues. Oh, the first thing I want to talk about very quickly, I want to kind of make a little correction. We talked briefly last week about this nationwide student walkout that's occurring on 420. I didn't realize it. I mentioned how that's Hitler's birthday and it's the whole 420 pot thing. I completely forgot. That's the anniversary of Columbine. That's the reason for the date.
Okay.
So I just want everybody to be clear on that. That, I mean, you can have your conspiracy theories about Hitler's birthday and the whole pot thing, but it is strictly because of the Columbine anniversary. So I implore you, and as we get closer to the date, we will talk more about it. Support your local high school kids. I saw two young ladies. I was at McDonald's the other day, and they had some inspirational words written on the back of their car. They were going through the drive-thru. I went over, and I gave them a thumbs up, and I rolled down the window. I said, keep doing what you're doing, kids. I said, it's because of all fact white guys like me that were in this situation. So
you know, It's funny you mention that because I hear this quite a bit that from my stepson says that, you know, this generation, our generations are the one that actually screwed this world up and they're left to kind of pay for it, unfortunately. And he might have a point.
Oh, he definitely has a point. We had help. But yeah, I won't disagree with that. Not in the least. And but let's give a big round of applause to everybody who got involved, and this is where social media comes into play. How many sponsors have run, not walked, run away from the NRA right now?
It's great.
There's still a few more. However, Delta and I believe it's either United or American, I have to find out, these two airlines still, at the moment, as of us going on the air, still had not removed their affiliation with the NRA. So plenty of other airlines to fly, folks. Plenty of other airlines to fly.
Except if you live up in the Minneapolis area, where when Delta Belt bought out Northwest Airlines back about now, Jesus, it's been over 10 years ago.
And another reason not to live in Minnesota.
Yeah.
As if I needed one.
Oh, okay.
But applause to everybody pushing back on this. And we're pushing back hard. And you can see the politicians are stumbling all over themselves. I will never forget Marco Rubio talking himself right into the solution to the problem. What are you saying? If we close all the loopholes, then we might as well just ban all the semi-automatic weapons.
It's kind of what we're looking. Marco. It's kind of like what we're looking for.
Well, yeah. Well, the BB&T Center went nuts. That's what that happened at that CNN town hall. I didn't get to watch the whole thing, but that's where our hockey team, the Panthers, play. They're wearing a commemorative patch for Marjorie Stoneham Douglas. The Miami Heat are. The Marlins will be doing something. They had a whole big thing yesterday. Every Major League Baseball team yesterday in spring training wore
the SD hat.
A Stoneham Douglas cap. So, yeah. And the good news is, as tragic as it all was, Wednesday is we're coming up to 2 weeks, which is normally when these things are starting to fade from memory. And this thing is just picking up speed.
Yeah, I think that a lot of the younger folks are conscious of that, and they're doing their best to keep this on the front burner. I'm just looking at something here now. Of course, you can only take some of these things you see on social media and other places for. You have to be careful, but I saw something here where the NRA represents only 1.5% of all Americans.
Oh yeah, yeah. That number's been flying around, and it is just amazing. Well, somebody else put it better. The NRA is not a membership organization; it's the lobby group for the gun manufacturers. Now, I was thinking about this last night. All this talk about arming teachers, which by far and away is the dumbest idea.
Oh, don't get me started on that.
Well, whether I do or not is my choice. But let's also look at this. Okay, so let's say we do decide to arm all the teachers, for we lose our minds completely, and we arm 20% of teachers. Do you know how many guns we have to buy to do that?
Jeez. You know.
Wait, who makes money off of that?
Oh, my God. You know, look, I don't know about the whole money end of that. All I know is that I know, again, my wife's a teacher. Mm-hmm. Has absolutely no interest. I don't think anybody in her school has any interest in arming the teachers. No, I don't.
You see, the point I'm getting at, John, is that it brings it back to the gun manufacturers who get to sell more guns.
Well, of course.
So
the thing is who's paying for these guns? Are the school districts paying for these guns?
The same people that can't give teachers a raise and can't. You've lived it. My sister goes through it. Every teacher, they can't get classroom supplies.
Well, yeah, they as one person rightly put it, you can't afford to buy ink toner for a printer toner or whatever.
Right.
So you can, teaching. I don't know. If you know anybody that's actually been a teacher,
I do, but
you know, there is so much thing. You know, the education process for a teacher is ongoing. You know, they're always teaching new methods of trying to get the message across to the students, and there is so much now, and then there are other things that they have to. These days the teachers have to worry about. They have to worry about watching kids to see that they're, maybe they're having issues at home. And they're constantly, they're so wrapped up in their kids, it's not even funny. And now you're going to put on top of this the fact that, okay, if there's a shooter in your building, that now you have to go to a lockbox or something because, you know, you're not going to be able to carry it. You're not going to – no teacher is going to just have a holster where it's – you know, that would be just too big of a distraction and just too trauma. I think it would be too traumatic for the kids, to tell you the truth. But now the teacher has to go find the keys to the lockbox and find, you know, get that gun out, take the time to try to load it. By the time, if we are relying on this, that school is more screwed than if they are just not trying to do their level best to duck and cover.
Well, let's not also forget one of the points that's been brought up early and often about this is police do show up and how do they know whether you're the bad guy or the good guy? You're firing. You've got a weapon.
Yes.
And what about kids caught in a crossfire? The reasons why this is such a bad idea are numerous. And it's just, look, we have our president, we have our politicians who don't want to give in to the will of the NRA. And they're going to do everything they can. Beg your pardon?
Bought and paid for.
Right. Now Governor Rick Scott here in Florida, who, by the way, Governor Scott, on your way to speak at the NRA annual meeting, please feel free to drop your resignation off at any Florida high school. Thank you very much. Now he's bucking the trend, or supposedly he's willing to raise the age to buy assault weapons to 21. Well, good. That's as I tweeted out yesterday where I stand on that. Why stop at 21? Let's make the legal age to purchase an assault rifle 99 years old. But you also have to have a parent's signature. And then I'm fine. Anybody at that point that wants to own one, I'm good with that. And by the way, kids and kittens out there listening in radio internet land, John, if those kids and kittens wanted to give us a call and join in on what we're talking about and vent a little bit.
You feel free, 754-800-CHAT. 754-800-2428.
And I am personally manning the Twitter page today.
Yes, he is. Absolutely.
At Taxi Stand Hour.
At Taxi Stand Hour. Yes, on the Twitter. There are a number of ways. Facebook, that particular thing didn't quite go as you planned it on Facebook.
No. If those of you who may not know what we're talking about, I had grandiose plans this morning of broadcasting us video on Facebook Live.
No.
And maybe if I had another 10 or 15 minutes, but I just wasn't sure where I was on all this. There was one step that I was a little unclear of, and I really didn't want to waste the precious pre-show time that John and I have as we sit in a circle and meditate for the 10 minutes leading up to the show. Candles burning, incense. It's really a lovely, peaceful time. So we're going to be working on that in the future. I'm going to tell you right now, kids and kittens, A, don't count on it anytime soon. B, you'll be sorry we did it once we do it. So.
Oh, because you know what? Then it'll start to get real warm there in Florida. Next thing you know, Ed's going to be on the video board without a shirt on. And oh, my God.
What makes you think I'm not now? Shh, don't say anything, John. All right, so here's what we're going to do, kids. As we're going to peek back and forth, we're not going to let the whole gun violence issue drop away completely.
And we asked,
let's talk about it. I'm sorry, John.
I'm saying, and we ask, even more importantly, that you don't either.
Exactly, but. We're going to kind of mosey on to some of the our other usual topics, but we want to talk. We do want to talk about this. We are here. Like I've said in the past couple of shows on last week's Taxi Stand Hour and the Shannon Files, we may be a small outlet, but if it's an outlet you can use to vent, then we are here to do that. So please keep that in mind. We're here for you. We're here for us. We want you here for us. and more importantly, for the kids out there. We need to support them. So, that being said, John, well, I'm done for the day. Have a good day.
Yeah.
So long. Adios. See ya.
See you later.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is it too soon?
Yeah, by about 45 minutes or so. I apologize. I'm sorry. I know you wanted to go back home and take a nap.
I can nap right here in the chair.
Well, this is true. We should bring this up. And what do you think about this story here? That apparently there were four sheriff's deputies that hid. What the hell is going on with the Broward County Sheriff's Department here?
Well, I mean,
you know that outfit better than anybody down there.
Don't I? It was embarrassing to hear that one of them stood there during the headlights while unarmed teachers were running in. And normally I'd be willing to wait for all the facts to come in. The fact that this Scott Peterson resigned
should be enough to tell you
that in that case, that tells me all I need to know. He knows exactly what he did not do, and he is trained, and that was his job, to go in and save people. Who knows how many he could have saved? Maybe nobody, maybe more people would have been shot. That being said, that was his job.
Well, now,
as far as the other officers, I understand the Coral Springs Police Department reported this. Coral Springs geographically is literally next to Parkland.
Mm-hmm.
They would be the next closest agency to assist. I don't doubt for a second what they're saying is accurate, but I really don't want to believe it. That's where I am right now.
Does Parkland have its own police force, or do they rely on Broward County?
They have a contract with the Broward Sheriff's Department.
Okay.
BSO, as we call it here.
BSO.
BSO, that's Broward Sheriff's Office. We get past that. We got past that 100 years ago.
Well, sorry, it's new to me.
Okay, fine. Just have your little fourth grade giggles.
Of course.
It must be a laugh riot every time you look at a map of the state of Florida. You know, we are the phallic state.
Yes, well, you know, it is like, what it is.
But Broward Sheriff's Office, up until some years ago, there were very many unincorporated parts of the county.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't belong to any particular city, and the county took care of that, hence the sheriff's office. What happened, though, in the meantime, they also started, some cities were just didn't want to have their own police force anymore, so they contract with the county. Now, of course, what they get with the Broward Sheriff's Office, they get the much larger department with deeper resources. By the way, Broward Sheriff's Office is the largest accredited sheriff's office in the country. There's nobody bigger, and believe me, they got it all. And some cities have their own police. Coral Springs is one. Fort Lauderdale is another. Hollywood, but many, many, many of the 28 cities here in that comprise Broward County utilize the services of BSO, which also now controls the fire department as well. Mm. It's all under one umbrella, but. I don't want to believe that four other or a total of four, whatever the number is, police officers just did not help, did not run in. But again, I'm.
Well, here's the thing is that wherever you go, even dating back to 9/11, the first responders, the police, the fire department, you know, as everybody else was running away, they were running in. And this has been the perceived tradition of first responders, police and fire, through just about every emergency. You know, they are running in. They are the first ones getting in there, putting, you know, damn the results. They are the ones that are there putting their lives on the line.
We're running into danger while others are running away from it.
Yes, exactly. And it kind of, this guy knew that with his service revolver, he was seriously outgunned. But you know what? He had a gun.
That's right.
And
By the way, there's your good guy with a gun in the whole, in that whole scenario.
Yes, exactly.
Like say, well, if a good guy with a gun will take out a bad guy with a gun. Well, no, it's not true. Which is why getting rid of the guns altogether, again, a military style weapon like that has no place in private hands.
Absolutely.
Period. There's no place else to go with that debate, as far as I am concerned.
However, there was one unarmed individual that is being credited for saving the lives of at least 20 other students. So this comes from the Las Vegas Sun. Reads that a 15-year-old student who was shot 5 times during last week's massacre at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School is credited for saving the lives of at least 20 other students. A fundraising set says Anthony Borges was shot in both legs and his back while attempting to close and lock a classroom door last Wednesday, where 17 people were killed. A friend of his told ABC's Good Morning America that the two rushed in to hide nearby classroom when he first heard the gunshots. He said nobody knew what to do, but Borges took the initiative to save his other classmates. He didn't have a gun, and he was going to do whatever he could to save his friends and classmates there. The teachers who put their bodies between the shooter and the students, you know, those are your heroes, folks. They didn't need to have a gun to be a hero. Those are the people that should be, and they are. The media is doing a good job.
Well, they're being recognized, to be sure.
Mm-hmm.
So, to be sure. But this, as we all know, this is not about recognition, unless, of course, your name is Trump.
Well, yes.
And I'm sure we're any day now from him going on about what a fabulous job he did. There's just so much rambling around in my head right now about all this.
The thing is when you try to, I hate like hell to say report on, because we're not journalists by any stretch of the imagination.
Speak for yourself. I've got a pair of glasses and a notepad.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay. You got it. I am not a professional journalist. Okay. I'll put that out there. I am not a journalist.
All right.
So now, of course, you know, we go back to people who are speaking out and how the gun nuts are saying, well, wait a minute, they're actors. There's one in particular, a young man by the name of David Hogg. Apparently, he's been accused of being an actor. Brought in from California. He's a Florida high school shooting survivor at the center of a spreading conspiracy theory that he and the other survivors are not really students, but now that's being squarely debunked. The theory goes Hogg already graduated from a California high school and just went to Parkland, Florida to act as a shooting survivor and push for gun control. Someone figured out one simple way to address the issue, the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High yearbook. Apparently there are yearbook pictures. There's a picture on Twitter of him from back in 2014 in some ridiculous-looking tiger outfit. Yes. Did you see that?
Yes, I did. But what you're missing here, okay, you're missing the genius of what young Mr. Hogg did. And his fellow actors, because I'm buying 100% into that.
You are, huh?
I am, because here's what I know. Here's what I know. These gun control people that want to take guns off the street, they set up people in a randomly selected high school and just waited it out, knowing at some point it would be their turn. They only waited 4 years for them to randomly have a shootout in their school. So, oh yeah, I'm all for that. That's I find that makes as much sense as Ivanka Trump at the closing ceremonies of the South Korea Games.
Oh, did you see? I saw that picture briefly. Is she the South Korean? Was that the South Korean first lady that was sitting next to her there? Yeah, she looked totally, totally disinterested. That's, yeah, that was, that's another story for some other time.
Okay, so. Fair enough.
Exactly.
I just wanted to use the analogy.
Well, and you did. And you did a good job of it there, sir.
Thank you.
Oh.
You know, we should do this like every week.
We probably should. I don't know why we haven't thought of doing this every week.
I'm all for it. If I can get this, and I hope it's not coming across, but I think it is, the echo that I'm hearing. John, you don't hear it, but I've heard it on the replay. But anyway, I apologize for the echo, folks. I don't know where it comes from. We are working on it.
No, there's the only echo that's going on right now is in your head. Honest to God, it's...
Well, there is that hollow sound. I understand that. But anyway, again, what are we? Hashtag big time professional radio. Oh, by the way, just while we're talking hashtags, hashtag we call BS. Please, please, please put that on every social media item that you are a part of. If you feel the need, and hopefully you will, hashtag enough is enough. But we'd be quite happy with hashtag we call BS. Because, again, every little bit helps in this. And this is what we were talking about, folks. We're going to be in and out of this. But we cannot not help the kids out in this one. So anyway, doing a hard left turn here.
Oh, my God. Well, hang on.
it's an emergency bad turn, kids.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to throw that big old down-hanging lever that you never see. Except, anyway. Oh, speaking of bad... Oh, wait a minute. Okay, that was a hard left turn. We're making a hard right now. But I'll come back to the hard left. Gotham.
Oh, you know, we started this conversation a couple of weeks ago, didn't we?
We did not start it on the show.
We didn't start it on the show. We started on social media.
Right. And we were supposed to discuss this last week. Obviously, our thoughts were elsewhere. But... let's talk about Gotham for a moment, sir.
Okay.
Now.
And I take it that you do not like the show.
Let me get to where I'm getting to.
Oh, okay, Grandpa.
It's a journey.
Okay.
Now, I was plunked down in front of my television that glorious night in 1966 when the Batman TV series premiered. Two nights a week, kids. Two nights a week. Unheard of in network television at the time. It was silly, it was stupid, but it ignited my love affair with the Bat.
Bat time, same Bat channel.
And do you know who that announcer was?
No, who was it? Nelson Riddle, wasn't it?
No, that was the music guy.
I've seen it, I've heard it. Tell me.
It was the executive producer.
And what was his name?
Neil Hefferty or something like that.
Oh.
You can't miss it. His name is up there. So anyway, so I became a Batman fan. I began reading the comics and really, really got into it in the 70s when they shifted from campy and silly to Batman becoming an actual detective. Boy, I enjoyed those stories.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed those stories. And I've faded in and out with Batman over the years. When the Batman movies came out, I've seen every one.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't enjoyed every one, but I've seen every one. And I'm okay with, you know, the stories change and et cetera, et cetera. Although, on a side note, we all get it. His parents were murdered coming outside the movie theater. Do we have to see it in every presentation of this character? So, Gotham. Gotham comes on the air. Now, if you're not familiar with Gotham, this is Batman... this is the show about Batman without Batman. Batman's a Bruce Wayne is a little boy. He's lost his parents, but he's about 11 years old when the show begins. I watched it for the first season. And it was kind of interesting, the concept of the Gotham PD dealing with who they're dealing with. But now as we're moving along, they kept bringing in the supervillains. Now, where they lost me is that all these villains are showing up. Batman still hasn't gotten pubes yet. And what do they expect? Are we expected to believe, and I can suspend disbelief for these kind of comics, these kind of stories, but within the world, within that universe, Batman's 11 years old, 12 years old. Are all these criminals going to sit by and wait till he grows up, gets trained, blah, 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 15 years? No. I find that a slap in the face. You're bringing in fully developed penguins and jokers and catwomen and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I don't agree with it.
Okay. Okay, sit there and drink your decaffeinated Diet Mountain Dew and let me explain.
My cafefulous.
Let me explain this to you. Okay. Okay, first off, have we ever established the age of Batman in any of these movies, shows, even the
90s? He's a grown-up.
But how old? How old?
I will give you 21.
Okay.
I will grant you 21.
Okay. So now Gotham, we've watched young Master Bruce grow up on Gotham, and my wife, and even to be able to get Annie involved in such a show, you know that I actually am quite surprised she's into it as much as she is, but she is. She loves it. And she's not a comic book fan whatsoever. Doesn't care for superhero movies necessarily. But she likes it. But how have we have not really established the age of the adult Batman in any of these shows.
Yes, we have. It has been well established.
Okay. How old would you say he was? First Batman movie, Michael Keaton's Batman. How old would you say he was?
Early 30s.
You think he was really that old?
No, with Michael Keaton at the time. But again, I will go with mid-20s. I'll give you 21, which is ridiculous because remember, he had to go off and learn all of these things. Mm. Even if he learned all of them and graduated college and he's 21 years old and that's when he dons the bat suit for the first time.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now you have to remember that Bruce Wayne in the Gotham series, he didn't don the whole bat suit, but he did wear a cape and cowl.
Did he?
Yes,
I stopped watching after the first year.
Yeah,
so
he did. I think he was. See, the show has been on, if I'm not mistaken, now for 4 years now.
Three or four years. Yeah.
So, I mean, we are watching, and I think that
How old is he now? He's 15?
I think he's probably closer to 17 this year as we're going into this.
So he's 17. You know who he is right now? Robin.
Well, you know, Robin had to start somewhere, too.
No, Robin started after Batman was established.
Well, yeah, and we probably will never see him in any of these episodes actually become full-fledged Batman. Then again, they could. You never
I'm
know.
Batman.
This is a very popular show.
I don't doubt that.
You know, so and let me know. We were talking.
So are the Real Housewives of Glendale, California. That doesn't mean anything.
Wow, there's a reach. Okay, let's go through some of the supervillains because that was your main point of contention.
Yes, it is my main point of contention.
Okay. By the way, if here, we're actually getting lighthearted here on this show.
Speak for yourself. I'm dead serious about this.
Oh, okay, we're not talking about life and death here. Let's put it that way. If you do want to get on this conversation, you are a Batman fan. Or if you're not a Batman fan or you like the show, don't like the show, I don't really give a rat's ass. 754-800-CHAT. 754-800-2428. Hey. Come on in.
As some of us call it, it's the bat line.
Yeah, the bat phone. It'll even have its own little ringer. You'll be able to hear it go, dee, 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 dee. So there you go. So anyways, the supervillains. First off, you mentioned Catwoman. Catwoman has already been established. She's basically a girl at the same who is a young girl who is the same age as Bruce Wayne. She is an orphan by all accounts, and she's learning the streets. I don't know what it was. At some point in time, something happened to her. She's developed agility and whatnot, and that was the two main things about Catwoman, is her agility and her ability to crack a whip at a moment's notice.
No, you're forgetting one.
What's that?
The ability to somehow get that outfit on.
Arr! Oh, my God. Down, boy.
Hello, Julie Newmar.
Oh.
Eartha Kitt. Nobody purred like Eartha Kitt.
Oh, this is true.
Moving on.
The Penguin. Burgess Meredith, by the way, was classic as the Penguin. I don't think there's been a better Penguin. Even Danny DeVito, when he played the Penguin in the Batman movie.
Danny DeVito would have been perfect, except they made him look too grotesque.
Yeah, no, this is true.
That was my only problem with his Penguin, was that he was just too grotesque. They overdid it. Anyway, go ahead.
I think that what you're looking at is you're looking at a lot of people, again, in the Batman series, the campy Batman series, the Penguin character was quite a bit older. You remember, Burgess Meredith came across.
Well, the actor was older.
Well, the actor was older, but the character was also a lot older than the rest of them. So it would stand to reason why in the Gotham series that right now Penguin is kind of a young guy, you know, in his mid to late 20s. But he will evolve as, if you follow the line of the story, he will evolve into more and more as this story progresses. The Joker, in every incarnation of Batman, the Joker always seems to be the arch villain. As it stands,
doesn't seem to be. Well, that is Batman's number one nemesis.
Yes, and right now we are establishing. I mean, he's been around for a while. We're kind of establishing this Joker character. By the way, I hope this plays out because I love this actor to begin with. I can't think of his name right now, but he also has a role in the Showtime show Shameless. And I wish I remember his damn name, but he is a great actor.
I have four letters for you. IMDb.
Excuse me?
IMDb.
Okay, what's that?
Internet Movie Database. IMDb.com.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you for clarifying that. Thank you very much. But
Thank you.
So he is.
Thank you.
He's developing into the Joker character, who is probably about six, seven years older than Bruce Wayne is now. It falls in line perfectly. Riddler, again. By the way, there was no better Riddler than Jim Carrey's Riddler character in the Batman movie.
Oh, no.
Oh, come on.
Carrey was good. Carrey was manic, rubbery, and everything that role called for. And that time and that film, yes, Jim Carrey was ideal. But, sir, you must tone down the blasphemy. Now, if you want to say that what's his name? John Astin was a piss poor Riddler. I will agree with you.
Absolutely.
Without question. But to disparage Frank Gorshin, who brought pure mania to that role and just ate the scenery with that. Jim Carrey was great in the role he had. Frank Gorshin was better.
Okay. You're entitled to your opinion. I'm entitled to the facts.
Hey, hey! I'm not sure I appreciate that.
The commissioner, the Jim Gordon character. When Jim Gordon became Commissioner Gordon, he, in every role, he has been the, if you will, he has been the docile, I wouldn't say docile, but he's always been an older character. So I think the timeline would, if again, if the timeline is allowed to play out, that's actually perfect. Going from Lieutenant Gordon, Captain Gordon, I guess he's now a captain on the Gotham Police Force. And I think that he will, if the role is allowed to, if it's all allowed to play out, he will transform into Commissioner Gordon quite nicely. What I'm saying is I think you're panicking about the whole timeline a little bit too much on this one.
I don't, but here's what I believe you will see. As the ratings go down on this floating turd that is an abomination to the canon that is Batman, I believe you will see a time skip, which is very common in TV shows.
Yes.
The next season will begin with 10 years later. And while he may not be in the full Bat regalia, boy, I've been waiting to use that word regalia. They will cheat, and they will move it ahead. There will be some kind of contractual nonsense with Paramount or Sony or whoever owns the movie version of the character. Wah, 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 wah.
Okay.
But they're going to cheat. I still see what I would be more interested in is seeing the Gotham PD. And there was actually a series of comic books based on this, Gotham PD. That had precious little to do with Batman and Gordon, but how the city basically functioned around that. You know, it was connected to it all,
mm-hmm.
but it was how Gotham PD, you know, operated otherwise. I mean, sure, they'd have, you know, there was some connection to the supervillains and all that, but it wasn't the focus. So there you go, kids and kittens. I won.
No. You did not win.
Oh, I sure did.
The only one that I...
Let me check with the crowd. Everybody, what do you think? Did I win? Crowd. I can't hear what you're playing anyway, so it doesn't matter. Play
I'm not, what you like. I'm not playing anything.
Then even better. Even better.
I was just gonna reach for the mute button, but it was too late.
That's... just no.
It was too late. She already got a free shot.
Jeez.
So while we're on the subject of
what's his name? The Streak.
Ray Stevens.
That's where that line is from.
Of course. Yeah. Oh, come on. I can't fool you on old music.
No. No. Not especially not novelty tunes.
Oh, of course.
All right, moving on to less important things. Guess what made its debut on Thursday?
What made its debut on Thursday?
Uber Pool. No, oh. Express Pool, I'm sorry. Or, as you probably remember it from its original name,
The Bus. Yes.
People are going to walk to street corners and wait for a vehicle to come by. How is that not The Bus?
Isn't there any requirements on this? Like, you know, you'd have to have a van? I mean... Okay,
no.
You're making multi stops.
You got multi seats in your car.
Well, yeah, but have you seen? I don't know what's the smallest Uber.
Have I seen?
What's the smallest Uber vehicle you've seen out there?
I've seen the Uber decals on 2-door cars. Now, whether or not they're, I've seen smart cars, not smart cars, minis,
Mini Coopers.
Yeah, I've seen that. Think of any small 4-door car. I've seen it.
I don't understand.
You're just dropping off and picking up. Now, I was down in Miami Beach last night. You and I spoke last night, and I believe I told you this. And so I never take the pool work. Never. But it was busy, and it was like a 2.0 surge. So, okay, it's kind of worth it. I'll deal with this for a couple minutes. Well, what do you know? See, it comes up and only tells you pool. It doesn't tell you when it's express pool. And by the way, you can mix, these people will be mixed together. The people walking to the corner and the people you're picking up at their house. By the way, none of these people know how to put an address in. So I got two express pools and one regular pool. Two very lovely young ladies and one bitch. Mm-hmm. Who one of the women turned out she knew her, but she didn't say anything. It's a long story. So, but yeah, it's stupid. It is stupid. You've got to. They're expecting people who cannot tell you where they are right now to walk to a specific corner or a specific spot on the sidewalk to be found. And it's just, what's going to happen in the cold weather, in the rain, in the, you know, anything that's not perfect? These people, you can't, sometimes can't get them out of the house to begin with, let alone, and especially the cheapos that use pool. These are not exactly all your, the best and the brightest, or the healthiest. Walking two blocks for some of these people is just impossible, but they will still, and invariably it happened yesterday. I got the first young lady, more pleasant. She flat out said, she said, when I said to her, oh, you're doing this express pool. She said, you know, I opened the app. I saw it. It was new. I said, I'll try it. She said, I won't do it again. But because she wound up being not only the first one picked up, but the last one dropped off. And she was late for her dinner reservation. So like, there's nothing I can do about that. There is, but I wouldn't. I'll let them suffer through it. You chose the cheap way out. And
exactly.
You know, and I said to her, and you also know you can't cancel it now, and you also can't change the destination. She says, I know. Because she wanted it, she was thinking about getting out and getting another ride. I said, fine, I got to ride this out to the end, so you're going to pay for it one way or the other. And she was pleasant about it. She was nice. But it is, look, there'll be enough nitwits out there that will do this and pick up this work, but it is just stupid. It is just another way that Uber gloms money off the. Well, actually, they're losing money. On my ride, it ran $13.06 total, and Uber collected a grand total of like $9 and change. So they lost money on the ride.
Don't you like it when you make more money than they do?
Yeah, but, man. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Yeah.
Yesterday was a full Uber day. There was no phone work. And, as opposed to today, I start out at 12:30. I've got two today, so that's makes the day start go well. But yeah, this Uber Express pool nonsense—it's. I'd like to say it's going to go away, but it won't.
Of course not.
I mean, it'll go away on Halloween, because what happens on Halloween, John?
Tell me what happens on Halloween.
Well, before Halloween, what's going to happen by then?
Oh, Uber's going to disappear.
Thank you. Jeez, I've only been spouting that for a year.
Yeah, well.
Jeez.
Like I said, Uber may disappear.
It is 47 minutes after the hour.
Well, thank you for reminding me that.
Thank you. I forgot about it, too.
Well, that's good to know.
Working on formatting here, kids and kittens, and very, very hush-hush, big-time professional radio stuff.
Of course. By the way, do you know the best way not to get a ride with me?
Oh, I'm going to get, hold on a second. I think I know. Now, if memory serves me correctly, it is to ask how much a ride would be while you're on the pooper.
You got it.
Thank you.
Very I'll good. Very good. Yes.
I saw your post.
Yes. And I tried not to be graphic when I made that post, but yes, I was on the throne. Door closed, obviously. Guy walks in, he says, are you the cabbie? And if I'd been using my brain, I probably said no, because that conversation can never go well one way or another.
No. There's no coming out of that one clean.
Exactly. But yeah, he walks in there and asks, am I the cabbie? Well, yeah. How much will you charge me to go to such and such a place? Well, I tell you what. Right now, I'm trying to finish up what I'm doing here. I'll see you when I get back out there. And then he
You should have told him as soon as you come out, you'll shake his hand and
forget to wash my hands in the process.
And then we'll work on it.
Yeah. This oh my! And then the worst part about it is once I got out there, I didn't know exactly how much it was going to cost, so I pulled out the old trusty Google Maps, my sat nav, if you will, and pulled it out, looked it up.
Jeez, Grandpa.
Pulled it out and said, okay, this looks like it's going to run anywhere between $25 and $27. And he had this look of disbelief on his face. Oh, my God. So the worst part about it is, as we are talking about it, all of a sudden he asks, well, can you do it for 20? So now you're going to bother me while I'm trying to go to the bathroom, and then you're going to try to jip me down on the fare on top of it. I says, no. And as a matter of fact, I'm really not interested in this whatsoever. I've been pretty much going nonstop for the last 6 hours. I'm going to sit here with my two hearty sliders and my Diet Coke. I'm going to sit here and look at my social media feed, and please just go bother somebody else. If you want to cab that bad, call my company. I'll make sure to put myself as unavailable for a little while. And, Jesus. It's like I was telling Annie. Anytime a ride gets commenced or gets started or solicited in the men's room, something tells me that this ride couldn't have ended well either way. So, not interested.
I can honestly say I've never begun a ride in the men's room. I've ended one or two, but that's
that's a different story.
Court records are sealed on those. We can't really talk about it in public.
Yes, indeed. By the way, we are, while we can't stand Uber and really think that most Uber drivers are outright idiots for getting into this. Well, hey, it is what it is. It's my opinion. I can't help what's happened to you over the last year or so.
I'm starting to believe that you actually engineered the whole thing.
Well, you may be right.
I think I am.
But we are happy to hear that this young man that turned up missing, an Uber driver turned up missing, turns out it was really a non-story. He was not feeling well. He apparently checked himself in the hospital, didn't feel he needed to tell anybody, which he really didn't, if you think about it.
Oh, no.
But what I'm curious about is that how come it took so long for anybody to find him? I mean, supposedly Uber can, track these drivers, they know where they're going and know what they're doing at all time, know when they're in the bathroom. Why couldn't, if there was a legitimate concern about this guy, why couldn't we have found him? I know that in my cab, if they haven't heard from me, if I haven't answered a call or whatnot, all they got to do is GPS ping my tablet. I'm usually not too far away from that.
Or go down to the local gun range because you're there firing off AR-15s with your gun nut buddies.
Yes, there you go.
But it sounds to me, I'm familiar with the story you're talking about. It's another non-Uber story. Mm-hmm. This is just a guy that went missing or was on, they couldn't find, had nothing to do with Uber, really.
Yeah.
Somebody posted to our page here, the lovely and wonderful Ken Coons. Hi, Ken. I was going to write a reply. I got sidetracked about a woman that got robbed in her car. Two guys pulled up. They shot at her, all this. And the headline reads, Uber driver robbed. Well, she had dropped somebody off, and it had nothing to do with her being an Uber driver. Matter of fact, from the dash cam video, look inside her van, you wouldn't think there was no room to pick anybody up. She had a dog and all sorts of other stuff. But it was just a random carjacking, if you will, that had nothing to do with Uber. And Ken, while we appreciate the effort and we enjoy you posting things, watch it, buddy.
Oh my God, really? Oh,
I'm just.
And that, my friends, was Mr. Ed Van Ness,
Director Cards and Letters.
So, Oh, here we go. So you heard the story. We didn't get a chance to cover this when it first happened, that a Uber Eats driver killed a man. I have no idea what all transpired. Maybe the guy smelled the greasy McDonald's French fries and decided he wanted them more than the person that ordered them and killed the guy over it.
Thanks.
But yeah, this came out of Atlanta. Years before he was accused of killing one of his Uber Eats customers in Atlanta this past weekend, Robert Bivens, I got to bring my glasses out here, man, had been arrested on aggravated assault charges in DeKalb County, according to jail records. But the nearly decade-old offense wouldn't have been flagged by Uber's pre-screening process because it only tracks criminal records as far back as 7 years.
By the way, jail records, go ahead. I love the stuff they put out. They still do the vinyl.
They still do, oh, the lineup?
Vinyl.
Oh, the vinyl. Oh,
jail records.
7 years.
CDs, no tapes, just vinyls.
Huh.
Jail records.
Oh, my God. It is.
I think I finally just put John out of his misery with that one. I think
that was
the pun to end all puns.
Oh, my God. That was.
John, let me ask you a question now. Do you think back at times like this, at this very moment, after you have bashed your head into your microphone, when you think, I shouldn't have answered the phone that first day on Blog Talk Radio?
There are times.
And this, my friends, is one of them.
Oh.
Which means I have done my job for the day.
Good Lord.
Jail records. You buy all your rap music is produced on jail records.
Wait a minute. What did you just say?
I said rap music is produced on jail
records. Wow.
And that's Ed Van Ness, not John Shannon.
Please. Yes, exactly.
Cards and letters.
Yes. Oh, my God. Talk about stereotypical. Oh, my God.
Because we do have that huge rap jet demographic tuning in every week.
Yes, we do.
I hear the kids going, they're cruising up and down with their big bass stereos, and I hear Talk Too Much coming out of it.
Well,
and they're cranking the show 24 hours a day. They're all over it. It's we are, yeah, that's our demo.
People.
And with we got about a minute and a half. I'm just hoping there's no drive-by. I'm sitting right by my living room window. Then again, I'm not on the road, but that won't stop some
people. Just don't let anybody know what apartment number you're in.
I will never tell them I'm in apartment 3. Absolutely not.
Oh, by the way, it seems like shooting is getting to be an epidemic here in Florida, mentioning Uber Eats and mentioning McDonald's and all those other wonderful things. Apparently, in Atlanta, again, why is this shit always happening in Atlanta?
At your mouth.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm doing the clothes, so.
Yes, I know you're doing the clothes. I hear you.
40 seconds.
So a McDonald's manager in the Atlanta area started shooting at drive-through customers for some reason. Oh, excuse me. You know what? This wasn't Atlanta. This was Cleveland.
Cleveland. Well, yeah, so that's just because they're in Cleveland.
Yeah.
See, now you've gone and disparaged all those fine folks in Atlanta, GA. And, of course, we have our huge Atlanta demographic. We compete with Braves broadcast, but... I think that's wrong. And by the way, this time it is John Shannon. Make sure you address your cards and letters appropriately.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know what? It sounds like it's that time of day once again.
It sure does. What time would that be, John?
Oh, that would be 9:58.
What happens at this time of day?
That's when we tell all of our friends and listeners that it's time to say goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and kittens, hashtag we call BS, hashtag enough is enough. Back your kids up on this one.
Absolutely. All right, well, until the next time, this is John Shannon. Adios.
See ya!